IPC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of thousands of power outages in several states due to severe weather overnight. Spring snow in Wisconsin, spring windstorms in the middle part of the country, including in Dunbar, West Virginia, where this man says his car is finished after being flattened by a giant billboard.
It's a tin can. No repair can fix that. It's total. Gone.
The strongest earthquake in Taiwan in more than 25 years overnight left 9 people dead and hundreds hurt, the epicenter about 60 miles south of Taipei. A grave mistake is what the head of the IDF says about the Israeli airstrike that left 7 aid workers dead.
Clearly marked vehicles from the World Central Kitchen, an NGO providing meals to Gazans, were hit by 3 Israeli airstrikes. And now we're learning more about those killed. Jacob Flickinger, a dual U.S.-Canadian citizen, as well as 3 British nationals, another from Poland, an Australian, and a Palestinian.
That's ABC's Britt Clenett in Tel Aviv. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving 2 new amendments to the state constitution after yesterday's primary. The First Amendment will ban private grants to help local offices run their elections. The second will limit who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That means clerks can no longer ask for, accept, or use private money, and only election officials designated by law can work the polls. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He also campaigned in Green Bay yesterday.
A vote for Trump is a vote to save Wisconsin, and it's a vote to save your country. This country is finished if we don't win this election.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison on Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Incumbents are holding on to their seats on the Dane County Board. They include Board Chair Patrick Miles, who beat challenger Ed Ray. He was supported by current and former officials unhappy with Miles' leadership. Conservative Jeff Weingott defended off concerted opposition from the local Democratic Party. Meanwhile, nearly one-third of the board will be new members after several incumbents decided not to run for re-election. Voting hours were extended to 9:30 last night at the UW Memorial Union. Voters were turned away from the polling place at the Union for about 90 minutes in the afternoon. That's apparently because the front desk staff was mistakenly told that people weren't supposed to be voting there. A judge granted the city clerk's petition to make up the lost time at the end of the day. City officials say there's no way to know how many voters were turned away. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Unleashed Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
The Bucks take on the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks against the Memphis Grizzlies at Five Serve Forum tonight. The Bucks are 29-8 at home this season, but 18-20 on the road. Last night, Milwaukee lost to the Wizards in D.C. 117-113. Doc Rivers says it's something he has to fix.
I've actually been sitting back and watching everything. Our travel crew, everything. And I've made a lot of notes. Now, I won't share that, but we don't bring the necessary professionalism, seriousness on the road. That's something we're going to have to fix.
Baseball. The Brewers have tomorrow off before hosting the Seattle Mariners this weekend. Yesterday, the crew held on to beat the Twins 3-2 at AmFam Field. Second-year man Bryce Terang.
That's what you want. You want guys to be together. And that's what we're trying to create, and we are creating right now, is just playing as a team, playing together, and being comfortable being here, you know, so, which has been good.
That's Brewers second baseman Bryce Terang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's It is going to be windy with scattered rain and snow today. We're talking another inch or two of accumulation, but the wind out of the north gusting to 35 will create some issues. 37 will be the high. Tonight, scattered rain and snow, 30. Tomorrow, rain and snow will end with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome filmmaker and incentive activist Jeff Kurz, and Ben Reiser talks Wisconsin Film Festival. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left.
May issue a warning to the Arab American community as an Arab American. They're playing with fire. I understand that hearts are breaking over what's happening in Palestine. That is reasonable. They should speak up. They should use their voices. They should encourage better policies. But this is very quickly becoming a binary choice between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Donald Trump would not rule out leveling Gaza if he thought that that was the politically savvy thing to do that his supporters want to do. He cut aid to the Palestinian Authority when he was the president. So this notion that you would gamble at such a critical time, I think, is incredibly risky.
Alyssa Farah Griffin, who used to be a Trump spokesperson, for the point well taken. However, I did wear my peace T-shirt because I may have to get in a fight with Malcolm if he defends Israel in this latest tragedy. Because I don't know what to say anymore, but you saw this Good Morning Britain host branded the killing of seven. And by the way, we thought it was five yesterday. It's seven humanitarian workers as an execution. He said before the details came through, we thought it was probably some sort of awful collateral damage, but now we know it was extremely targeted. I still think we don't know what the F actually happened, because I think even Israel at this point realizes this is a PR disaster. Absolutely. On top of a PR disaster already.
But Netanyahu said yesterday, this is what happens in war.
But this is targeted. IDF operators reportedly believed a member of Hamas was traveling with the convoy, but the vehicles were clearly marked Central Kitchen.
On the roof.
Yeah, and they'd been in contact with the IDF, who were aware of their coordinates and movements. So I don't know what the explanation is for this, that they thought someone from Hamas was there. So, who cares if there's a few aid workers there too
to help people. I mean, ships have turned around. They're not even going because they're worried they're going to be targeted.
Yeah. I mean, anyway. So I know we don't have all the information, but I mean, anyway, as if you thought that could get worse, right? I mean, the whole situation there. But you know, it goes to her point. That, you know, Trump is the one talking about, you know, Israel's going to finish this whole thing up. And, you know, as I keep saying, Jared talking about building, you know, talking about basically ethnic cleansing of Gaza so he can build waterfront condos. You've got the Republican we talked about yesterday saying it should just be like Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Yep. Like, really? We should nuke whoever's left in Gaza? I mean, so she's absolutely right that that's what's on the other side of this. But, oh, damn. All right. Also, did I mention that Donald Trump remains awful in every way that it's hard to even conceive of a person that would be, you know, consist of this many awful qualities.
Hitler.
Right.
Hitler. Mussolini.
Okay. Oh, T-Pain said that. That was a great tweet. When someone accuses you of having Trump derangement syndrome, tell them you also have Hitler derangement syndrome and Mussolini derangement syndrome. Mm-hmm. Some people you should be deranged about, or else you are, in fact, deranged.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, he lied about speaking to a slain woman's family because, of course, what did he just do? He just went to use the cops as props, even though he doesn't care that his idiot hordes beat the out of Capitol police officers, right? So this is, okay. You know, it's, I don't even know what to say about the, you know, when you layer awfulness on top of other. So how many days ago was that, him posting the picture of Biden basically executed in the back of a truck?
It was over the weekend, wasn't it?
Which was, right. That was just in Trump time. That was like a couple, it's like dog years, isn't it?
Right.
It was in Trump time. It was just a couple days ago.
Right.
Okay, so this was at a campaign rally in Michigan. He pinned most of his talking points to the crisis at the border, calling it Biden's border bloodbath. Oh, see what he did there?
Uh-huh.
Bloodbath, because see, both sides do it. Both sides do it. Mm-hmm. Both sides. Right. When, okay. He called it, he spoke of the untimely death of Ruby Garcia. Mm-hmm. He said, she lit up that room. I've heard from so many people. I spoke to some of the family.
No.
Of course,
no.
The family has been like, no, no, or 999 if you speak fascist, if you speak Trump. The sister had to come out and say,
and Mavi,
he did not speak with any of us.
I mean, I honestly,
it would be breaking news if he told the truth about anything,
right.
Wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, okay. So, of course he was lying, right? Like him going, oh, you know, I helped a little bit down at 9/11.
No.
I helped a little bit down at the train.
No.
Oh, my God. Such flamboyant, egregious lies.
He spoke to Fox News from his office on the phone. He was nowhere near Ground Zero.
Oh, my God.
A-hole.
He did not speak to any of us, so it was kind of shocking seeing that he said that he spoke to us and misinforming people on live TV. That's what he does, is misinform people on live TV. So the guy that killed her sister, they were romantically tied, and he said she felt Trump cared more about his immigration status than her sister's life. It's always been about illegal immigrants. No one really speaks about when Americans do heinous crimes. It's kind of shocking that he would bring up illegals. What about Americans who do heinous crimes like that? Excuse me, just like that. How many are tied to domestic violence of some sort, like this, you know, with a partner, a spouse or whatever, and with guns, right? Like that. How many American men, and this is what it sounds like it was more about, was a domestic violence thing. But it just, of course, Trump's going to, I don't even know, what was the cop thing? He always, oh my God, horns in and uses people as human props. And it's just, it's so vomitous. Oh, here's the other. This is just, I have a vomit stack now.
A vomit
stack? You know what, let's start putting down some tarp like a Gallagher concert for the opening segment when I talk about things Trump has said or done. Oh my God. I may not make it through this whole rest of the Trump era.
Sorry.
You might have to go ahead, you know, in all the movies, go ahead without me. I'll never make it. That's me.
Your day has arrived.
And you guys will be like, okay, see ya.
Yeah.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget to write.
Bye.
Go ahead without me. I'll
Jody's
never make it.
Day has arrived.
I'll never make it alive. Go ahead without me.
It's like you're sinking in quicksand. In the Bermuda Triangle.
Maylee and I, when we hosted Oxygen, I did a little skit like that. I can't remember what we were doing, but she said, go ahead. Go ahead without me. I'll never make it. And I'm like, okay. I just ran. That's going to be you guys.
Uh-huh.
See ya. We're going to skedaddle.
Nice knowing you. We'll take care of the dogs.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll continue.
He likes
because
dumb.
I've got no place else to go.
I like
I'm not
going
to quit. Stop it.
What?
I ain't gonna quit. I got nowhere else to go.
So, of course, he brought up, attacked President Biden over the Transgender Visibility Day. Happened to fall on the same day as Easter.
I know, because Easter moves around.
Christians are the one who moves, who move the day around.
Thank you.
Trans
so he called Election Day Christian Visibility Day.
Yeah.
See what he did there? He mocked trans people while at the same time implying that he's Christian. And Biden's not. Okay. Oh. Do you have any more tarp? I feel like we're going to... I don't even know if this can be cleaned. Can this be dry cleaned, this amount of vomit on tarp?
It's going to leave a smell.
Yeah.
It's Gallagher is no longer with us, is he, to ask? I don't think
Did
he
you
is.
Kill Gallagher?
I didn't. Do it anything, but I don't think he's with us. Google. Okay. Yeah, online conservatives pounced as evidence that Biden wanted to remove religion and instead embrace a transgender god. They also did a story that Biden was restricting religious Easter eggs. No.
Yes, Mr. Gallagher passed away in 2022.
Yeah, you killed him, see?
I killed him?
Yeah.
I'm not the one who said he was
you're
dead.
You're the one who's in charge.
He died in Palm Desert.
Oh, all right.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Where were you? Coincidence? I don't think so. It was during the Chris LaVoy in the desert years.
No, it wasn't.
2022? No, it wasn't. He was back.
I was here.
He was back.
Yeah, I've been back for 5 years now, you know.
Back me up.
Really?
Yeah.
You come in every day.
I do.
Yeah. Trump said, what the hell was Biden thinking when he declared Easter Sunday to be Transmissibility Day? Such total disrespect to Christian. He can't even, like, conjugate correctly.
I know. That's pluralization.
Yeah, or whatever. November 5th is going to be called something else. You know, it's going to be called Christian Visibility Day when Christians turn out numbers nobody's ever seen. Oh, shut up. Lord. Oh, God, shut up. Shut up. I'm going to, you know what? We're going to need more shut ups in my shut up Canada.
Shut the f-
We got
up,
a new
Donnie.
One. We do? Oh, we have one that's Jody Hamilton singing all her in her snarly rock voice.
We love Jody's snarly, sexy
rock voice. I know, Lonnie
said
voice. We could use that.
Okay, just this little chorus part?
Just a little, the ending.
Oh, my God,
this,
I'm
going to
use
thing.
This over and over. Oh, by the way, guess who liked Trump's comments about that? Caitlyn Jenner. Because he can find a self-hating trans person and a self-hating blacks. He can find one of everything.
I have to find it.
It's okay.
Really? Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. Really? We set it up like a giant.
He got it yesterday.
T-ball match.
He's got to put it in another thing. It's a whole. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Just shut up!
That's Jody.
That's it?
I want more. That's Can we have a little bit more?
No.
Just shut up!
Isn't she snarly?
So snarly.
Who's on drums?
Whatever Lonnie programmed.
Oh, okay.
AI Lonnie.
Uh-huh.
Is on drums.
Shut up!
Yeah!
Why are
you? Oh, okay. Don't ever do that again.
And Lonnie did play the guitar. Oh, gosh.
What was that?
I don't know.
You sounded like a dog.
Yeah, right.
Look, you sounded like a dog.
I didn't even get to the third vomit stack because I can't, because I might vomit on my vomit stack of Trump awfulness and lies just in the last, I don't know, 24 hours. Something like that. Okay. All right. So we got a lot to talk about. It's Man Meat Wednesday, everybody. Bob Seska, Malcolm Nance, and Carlos Al's Rocky. Okay. 17 minutes
Early.
After the hour. I know. It's okay. 17 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genucel. I still have to go take my little picture of my little, they're like little soldiers, little toy soldiers lined up on my bathroom counter just because they go in order. So grandma knows what goes when.
Okay.
The Genucel XV is that moisturizer. I use that first thing in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And then I use the Gen 90 under my eyes and frown lines and also the little...
The turkey wobble.
Yeah, my chin thing. Right. And just telling you, Genucel is always reinventing themselves. Gen 90 technology, luxurious, paraben-free, silky smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know because I feel that instant tingling. And then the tightening.
Oh.
It's a tightening and a tingling.
Right.
Yeah, that was my first morning show. What?
Tightening and tingling in the morning?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Right. You can also now get Genucel's classic under-eye bags and puffiness serum with every Gen 90 order and that luxurious Genucel XV, the Collagen Builder Moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid. If you go now, stunning results day after day. If you go now to genucel.com/Stephanie, order now, get a free limited edition spa box with bonus gifts and free shipping. That's genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello. Just a minute. Dick, are you in?
I'm always in for Dick.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. It's Dr. Marty. You called me mama a second ago.
Yeah. No, yo mama. It's a phrase from Brooklyn.
Oh, well, because you're technically my doggy daddy. You know what I'm saying? You're my dog's, dad, technically.
Yeah, I love it.
Listen, I did a health reset for COVID, and because I think of my dogs as my kids, I worry about their immunity. Talk about why it's so good for them. It mimics how they eat in the wild.
Exactly. You know, we have to watch out between the foods that have been out there commercially for so long that are considered premium, or so many of them are based on cereal and meat byproducts, And even though they may be considered premium, they are not biologically appropriate. And you hit it on the head. It's what nature intended them to eat. Meat with some vegetation.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you've listened to my show, Doc, you know that I love to talk about poop. So this is why this is so exciting for me. But no, I have a 10-month-old rescue Great Pyrenees, and he always tended to lose stool. And I started using Dr. Marty's food not that long ago, and I was like, I thought it was my imagination. I'm like, oh, my God, he has firm poops finally. But that is another reason why they are intended to eat this kind of diet, right, this kind of raw meat.
There's 190 million registered dogs and cats in the United States, and the incidence of chronic disease and especially cancer has gone skyrocketed.
Yeah.
My mission is to reach as many as possible.
Yeah, and by the way, Pantry Safe, it's fantastic. For a limited time, claim 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply. That is drmartypets.com/Miller.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller. How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Okay. Oh, I didn't realize we had the actual audio of Trump lying, because who doesn't want to hear that about the tragic death of, Ruby Garcia.
Ruby, yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Ruby's loved ones and community are left grieving for this incredible young woman, remembering what they called her. They said she had just this most contagious laughter, and when she walked into a room, she lit up that room. And I've heard that from so many people. I spoke to some of her family.
No, he didn't.
Oh, here's her sister. That's funny you should say that.
He did not speak with any of us, so it was kind of shocking seeing that he had said that he had spoke with us, and you know, saying, well, misinforming people, lying. Shocking.
Instead of saying lying, she said misinforming. She's a nice lady.
Not shocking to many of us that he said something that is a lie. Yes. Okay, now because we've done that to you, now I have to do Lara Trump.
Oh, God.
And the Huskies.
Well, they were good.
The only thing that made us get through the Lara Trump song the other day is Walter the Dog dropped a single on the same day.
Right.
His version of I'm Just Ken. Mm-hmm. So this would be Lara Trump, but made better by Huskies, as everything is.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't think, just jump. You can give up. Anything is possible. Have faith in me. Just trust. You'll see. Anything is possible.
She's letting Bonnie listen. Thank you, Huskies. They're giving the screaming goats a run for their money.
Yeah.
Those goats make everything better as well. as does Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen in Chicago.
Hi, good morning. Really quick, Deirdre yesterday, thank you very much. You know, she's right, Stephanie. It is, you really do help everybody. I am kind of at the point now where I only want to get my news from comedians.
Oh, it's
because
true.
Seriously, the mainstream media, this is the thing that I'm starting to notice with these court cases. It's like, can we stop with, and I love all of our legal lads and ladies, but you know, the honest to God thing is like nothing. We don't have to massage out everything that's happening, every possibility with these court cases. What I wish that they would do more of is let's talk about Democrats and the Biden accomplishments. When you have one party that is hell-bent on ushering in fascism and you have another party that is actually doing the work of the people, the economy is, you know, great, all of these really good news things, can we start talking a little bit more about that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, no wonder people are walking around thinking that the economy is terrible and things are so horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
No, it's true. It's true. I mean, we try to do it every day, but you're right. The mainstream media just does not seem, despite everything that's happened, they just do not seem designed for this moment.
They're not.
You know, with a few brave exceptions, right?
Like the Stephanie Miller show.
Yes,
and
that's
and
was my point. Thank
play,
you.
If I can say real quick, too.
That point was me.
Play into that narrative. But the fact that they, you know, they play into the narrative that the press can't be trusted, the media can't be trusted, you know, when they hire people like Ronna McDaniel, and, you know, just the tone deafness from the people in the C-suites and, you know, the fact that they don't understand the moment that we're in.
I think,
you know,
somebody,
I mean, just kind of...
somebody tweeted, Karen, and I thought the same thing. It's like many of us, even though we marinate in this, you just wake up some days and just think, I can't believe someone that tried to overthrow the United States government is not in prison and is allowed to run again. I think no one around the world understands that. And so it's not us taking crazy pills.
It isn't. And, you know, and it really... And the whole thing with Netanyahu and Trump, it's the same cloth, right? When you have leaders that are untrustworthy, that are indicted criminals, right?
Yeah.
That, I mean, this is the problem, you know, this is what happens, you know, so look at the situation in Israel now, you know, they have an indicted prime minister. So this is, I mean, that is exactly why we cannot, something has to be done so that these people like Ken Paxton, Donald Trump, all of these criminals.
We were talking about, we don't really understand parlamentary democracies. We don't know if they're like, are they like pop-up dance parties? Like, when do they happen? How do they happen? You know, can we condition aid on them getting rid of Netanyahu? Can you do that in a democracy?
Should.
But I mean, you're right, Karen. Something's got to give here.
Something's got to be did. Yeah,
and something's got to be did.
To your
point,
I think
Ruth.
Sue, yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Sorry, honey.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, Sue knows something about the system there. That's all I'm going to say.
She does.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. Thank you. To her point, Ruthie also love tweeted, the lady who just called is so right. My daughter-in-law is very ill. My daughter's back east helping my son with the grandchildren. She just called with updates. I feel so upset. I turned on the show and you three made me laugh. Thank you.
Aww.
That's all we can do. We can hug each other. And we can... Because it is. It's going to be a rough few months, man.
Yeah.
But you know what makes everything better? Jody Hamilton and Jody Hamilton booking Carney Wilson for next week.
What?
Right? If we could just hold on. Hold on for another day.
Oh,
that was the song.
That's what you asked for.
Yes, from Bridesmaids.
You said Carney Wilson song.
That's the famous one from Bridesmaids. That's going to be our anthem. If we could hold on for just one more day, we can get through this. together.
Why don't we just play toboggan?
It's too late now, Captain Heartbreak. All right,
Carter,
we'll play
Wilson
it
Wilson song.
You do what I mean.
That was Wilson Phillips, not...
Yes, I know! Okay, we'll just play that when we come back, and then Bob
Seska. Yes, we will. We'll come back with it.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden may be in trouble. More than 47,000 Wisconsin Democrats voted uninstructed in yesterday's primary. Anthony Chergosky teaches political science at UW La Crosse. He tells Wisconsin Eye that critics of Biden's Gaza policy are sending a clear message.
Biden cannot take their support for granted. They might have enough numbers where if they sit out the 2024 general election, it could cost Biden the election in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the election. The worst should be over after a powerful storm dumped several inches of wet, heavy snow on much of Wisconsin yesterday and overnight. Snowy and windy weather is forecast to last into tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Three winning candidates take their seat on the Monona City Council after yesterday's election. They are Patrick Tapula, Teresa Rademacher, and Brian Holmquist. A field of six ran for three at-large seats. In Sun Prairie, Santiago Rosas is the winner in the race for 2nd District Alder. Voters in Edgerton, Stoughton, and Wisconsin Heights school districts approved spending referendums, while ballot measures went down in McFarland and River Valley schools. The Dane County Regional Airport is up and running again after several flights had to be delayed or diverted during yesterday's snowstorm. A key piece of equipment called a localizer was too covered with snow to work properly. A localizer is part of the landing system that helps pilots find the runway in bad weather. An airport spokesman tells Channel 3 it's happened before during heavy snowstorms. Some flights were delayed as long as 4 hours. This is WMDX News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy with scattered rain and snow today. We're talking another inch or two of accumulation, but the wind out of the north gusting to 35 will create some issues. 37 will be the high. Tonight, scattered rain and snow, 30. Tomorrow, rain and snow will end with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Pre-Diabetes Awareness Partners.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't you know, it's a change. Things will go your way. You hold on, but one more day. Can you hold on?
Connie Wilson, booked on the Stephanie Miller Show for
next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
I went to camp with her.
I know. And we had her on Happy Hour.
We did.
And she, I already loved her as an artist and a human. And then what happened? She records her farts, yeah. And she played many of them back for us.
Yep.
And my favorite being Toboggan,
yeah.
Which is really quite epic. It is quite epic.
It is.
Yeah. I don't think the new record is about that, though.
Yeah. Can't believe you didn't know what I meant. Of course, I mean the song at the end of Bridesmaids. I was screaming this song.
I don't remember what happened at the
end of Bridesmaids. It's going to be our anthem if we can hold on for just one more day.
I don't remember what happened at the end of Bridesmaids. I remember what happened in the middle of Michigan Avenue.
Wilson Phillips sings, hold on. God. Just hold on. I got a superhero here. Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why? Bob Seska joins us now.
There he goes.
Interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Oh, hi, Bob. Hi.
Hi. Did you say Carney Phillips records her farts? And then
Carney Wilson.
Them
Carney Wilson.
You said?
Yes. She does record her farts.
She does.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah. And she played them for us on her phone. And it was really...
It was lovely.
It really was.
Fantastic.
The subsequent question is, does she have a podcast then?
I'm sure she does.
I mean, if she's bringing her own farts, I mean, you got to have a podcast. If you've got
she had her phone with her.
Fart recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just that she records them, it's that she names them and keeps them in her phone.
As she names them in a file.
Yeah, it's in a file.
Yeah.
So she said, would you like to hear Toboggan? To which, is there any other answer than, yeah. Hi, Bob.
As we all do, I have folders loaded with recordings of my farts. See, these are things that we don't normally hear
but
about.
But she's a normal human.
We feel all alone in our fart collections. And then you reveal this information, and we're not so alone in our farts.
Exactly.
And then suddenly, you found your soulmate. You think you're the only one that has a fart machine, too, that is portable. So that, right?
Uh-huh. With a remote.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, hang on. Oh, no.
Yeah, the Leslie Nielsen fart machine.
Yes.
Oh, no, my
batteries. The batteries are dead.
I'll fix it.
Oh, no.
I'll fix it.
Help me, Jody.
We have batteries.
You know what? Jody, Spicy Jody, is so full service, Bob. She brought me tape yesterday from my first sexy liberal dress.
Booby tape.
Yeah.
Booby tape.
Yeah. Booby tape and I don't know, you fix. Oh, and she found my Memojis again so that I can torture you with my Memojis.
Hmm? Booby tape. I thought you were revealing like a sex tape. I thought that's what you
were saying. No, it's tape.
Booby tape
can...
is tape to hold your boobies. Yeah.
Boobies.
Yeah. Because as Crystal Boy once previously said, don't they make dresses for surfboards? To which I said, no, bastard person. That's why I need booby tape to tape the dress up. This is what when you've been working.
There was a sex tape going around, and I haven't seen this yet.
No,
of course,
you know when you've been working with.
To come here first.
Yeah. Or someone, people say squabbling with someone for 20 years, like Chris Lavoie and I have. You know what passes for a compliment? You know what he said last week? He just said, you've become more palatable. It's the best I can do.
I mean, damned by faint praise.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, I'll take it.
It's an improvement.
Thanks.
It is what it is.
It was the life-changing event that we had together where you rescued me, and that was your whole outlook on the world changed that day.
So, yes,
you know
when
what?
I had
this
to...
Doing good things for other people makes me feel good, so maybe I'll do that.
When I had to wrestle your yam sack out of the brambles, it was...
That's right.
Yeah,
yam
you're
sacks,
a large...
brambles, yeah.
You're
yeah.
a large man. Okay, let's move on. Heck, isn't it amazing we've talked this long and not really said anything? That's really kind of an accomplishment.
It's incredible what we can do to kill time. We
talk
do that
about
every
nothing.
Thursday. You know.
We can talk about nothing.
And now, on to the content. Yeah. Bob, I was saying, you and I, a long time ago, years ago, called it the tennis ball machine, the fire hose of news. But it's just, oh my God, there isn't even a reference anymore, is there? Turned up to 11, spinal, if you're going with a Spinal Tap reference. It's just, every day is a barrage of awful lies, incitement of violence, racist, sexist, fill in the blank, right? And I just, go ahead.
Well, it's intentional. I mean, that's the whole idea. Steve Bannon has talked for many, many years about flooding the zone, the noise and the signal and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And he knows, and Donald Trump, of course, is intimately aware that the press cannot keep up. The political press cannot continuously cover this stuff and give it the attention that it deserves because of the strictures of journalistic ethics and the very nature of the 24-hour news cycle. they're not able to do it. And there is a way that they could try to do it, but I get the sense that they're not even trying to cover all of these things, giving them the weight that they deserve. Otherwise, if they did, we wouldn't be in the situation that we are, because they're not really putting all of this stuff into the proper context. The only context they're giving us every time Donald Trump blurts something awful is, how is this going to affect his polls for the election? Right. How is this going to, is he going to win the week with that?
It's something beyond numb. You know, it's just like I'm going, okay, 2 days ago, death threat, dead Biden in the back of a pickup truck, lying about talking to the family of, a poor woman that was killed. Then, like, you're just like, oh my God. It just becomes, an awful awful.
Yeah.
So
the funeral is just the latest in a long string of awful things. I'm surprised that Donald Trump didn't autograph the casket. I mean, that was something that he normally does when he goes to
police officer, right? Yeah. Oh, my God, Bob. So, off air, I mentioned to you that we were interring my mother's ashes with my dad at Arlington. I asked if I could stay with you and Kimberly and have a three-way in your refrigerator. And apparently it's your fridge isn't big enough. So.
Well, you can come and visit. There's no place for you to sleep except
under
my desk right here.
You know what? It's always awkward after a three-way, so I think best I just, leave. Then I'll just have other
plans. Although,
plans.
You might be able to. You're teeny tiny. You could fit in the crisper drawer.
Yeah.
Maybe the
there you go.
Yeah. Next to the
always
lettuce.
There's always that awkward. Yeah, I think you were paying more attention to her than you were to me. I think you were looking at him when I was touching your...
How do you know what goes on in a three-way, Steph?
I don't know at all. I'm just making it. I never leave my house.
No clue.
Suddenly, I'm sitting on top of a tub of cottage cheese, and you and Kimberly are over there, and I'm going, wait a second. Hello?
Listen, I've already moved on from you. I'm going to ask Carl and his husband for a three-way now. I'm going to stay with Carl Frisch and Evan.
Yeah, they may have
and
extra
Dexter.
Room.
Yeah. Screw you. no, I mean that in a nice way.
Of course.
I've got to walk. I mean, this closet back here is a walk-in closet.
I am not going back in the closet, Bob.
There's space with all of my action figure boxes
there. Okay, I think Kimberly is hot, and I'm just going to say it. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Kimberly's hot. Okay, listen.
That is actually truth, yes.
Yeah, right? Oh, but here's the good news. When I fly into D.C., the airport could be named after Trump. He retweeted, Scoop, a group of House Republicans are pushing to have Washington Dulles, D.C.'s main international airport, renamed after Donald Trump. And you just put, you just tweeted, no.
No. What a horrendous idea.
Yeah,
nothing puts confidence in the airline system into your soul as landing at Donald Trump, at Trump Airport.
Oh, my God.
Because immediately, when you think of Trump Airport, you immediately go to Trump Steaks, Trump University, Trump Foundation, Trump Vodka, Trump Water, all things, the Trump Troth Central, all these things are either failed or on the way to utter failure.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to be involved in an airport that associates with someone who crashes businesses all the time.
I know. Oh, my God. And how on brand is the Truth Central or whatever the F
Truth
it is?
Central.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's just
Truth
this
Central,
complete,
yeah.
like, bust already, you know, pump and dump scam. Mary Trump talking about how it's probably a way to, you know, backdoor get around campaign finance, you know, people that are trying to prop Trump up. It's just everything about him is crooky. There's always some crooky, conny angle, right?
And you wonder, once again, why people associate themselves with Donald Trump. Obviously, there's the poor business practice and the fact that he wants to be the steward of our economy when he's never had a successful business in his entire GD life. The other thing is, he's actually suing the two co-founders of Troth Central right now.
Yeah.
Because he can't take the blame upon himself.
Right.
He can't blame himself because he started another failing business whose stock price is rapidly becoming a penny stock. Started as a meme stock, and now it's on its way to absolute, you know, bargain basement, the cutout bin at the Sam Goody kind of stock.
Stock prices.
So now he's blaming the co-founders.
Yeah, exactly.
Suing them because
of course because that's what he does. He sues.
Right.
He doesn't pay people.
Shocking.
Stock prices rocketed more than 40% on the public debut, only to go into free fall days later. So he's counter suing the two co-owners. He accused, because they had initially sued him. Right. It's just, this is what happens with every Trump business. The stock dropped 21% Monday after Trump Media disclosed a $58 million loss in 2023. Everything Trump touches dies. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it does. And it's my favorite spectator sport. If you go to the NASDAQ ticker on Google and type in DJT, which was a dumb move, by the way, because now as the stock declines, it's got his initials right on there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the greatest thing in the world, to see his initials and just a steep red line going down into the dirt. And that is my favorite thing in the world. It's better than baseball season. It's better than streaming television. I strongly advise watching this particular streaming show, Truth Central. Failing.
Thank you. And please, God, could you take your organ out for me? Please, God, let let Florida be the next thing he loses, his home state, because you you tweeted about you don't have to, you can put your organ away. Thanks. Florida voters can decide in November whether to protect abortion rights and legalize recreational marijuana. And you said this is elections changing news. Florida should now be considered a toss up or better. Mm-hmm. And you said Trump will have to spend money to compete in previously safe Florida, money he and the RNC do not have. At the very least. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only does this, I think, put Florida on the map, and in fact, the Biden campaign sees Florida as a distinct possibility. Now, that may be some calculus, some jujitsu to trick Donald Trump into spending money in Florida, which would also be good, because what that does, not only does this put Florida on the map, this particular set of Supreme Court rulings, but it actually makes the other swing states more likely for Joe Biden. That's money Donald Trump is going to have to put into Florida that he's not going to be able to put into Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And that's great news for Joe Biden. See, this is the thing. This is where the money becomes, I think, a much greater factor in terms of a metric, in terms of how this election is going to turn out, than the polling itself. If you just watch the money bombs coming in on the Biden campaign, it's enormous, and they can completely outspend Trump.
Yeah. Talk about this for a minute. John Heilman talking about Florida real quick.
Florida is a state that Barack Obama won twice. Hillary Clinton lost it by, I think, a point and a half or so in 2016. And Joe Biden lost it by about double that amount, about three and a half points or something in 2020. So Trump increased his margin there. Why did that happen? It happened almost entirely for one reason, which was the Hispanic vote in Florida, where Donald Trump overperformed anybody's expectations in Florida in 2020.
Here's the dilemma. We just played the audio of, you know, this poor woman who was murdered by a boyfriend, you know, and Donald Trump saying he talked to the family, which he didn't, and the sister coming out and saying, I mean, I just wonder, do any of these stories break through? I mean, I know a lot of us are like, when he started his campaign with, you know, Mexicans are rapists, you know, I mean, you just didn't, you're like, what, how is he getting any of the Latino vote? I mean, you just wonder if any of these stories are going to break through. You know,
and that's a big concern that I've had, which is getting this news out to swing voters. Remarkably, there are undecided voters right now. I can't even imagine. We're 10 years. It's almost 10 years. 10 years next year since the escalator, and there are still people like, I don't know, maybe this guy Trump. It's remarkable that is even a thing.
Yeah,
knowing all of the stuff. So what I'm kind of trying to do myself, which is doesn't mean hardly anything. But I'm trying to post more often on Facebook, for example, because I know there are some non-political normals there who don't know about all this stuff simply because of what we were talking about before, the flooding of the zone, the inability of the political press to cover these things and to continuously revert back and say, oh, you remember when he did this? Well, that's how it put, I mean, the whole Rachel Maddow A block is what the entire press should look like, putting everything into the proper context, recalling things that have happened in the past and pairing these things together so that we understand what this all means and where it's going. And that is simply not happening in the political press, certainly not on television. So I feel like we all kind of have to do our own thing.
Yeah.
Somebody resurrecting some of these stories.
Yeah. A listener called my opening segment my Cray Block. That's when I get all my crazy out.
That's perfect. Oh, man. I like that.
But, you know, Bob, you're right.
Feel that.
You and I mean, that's why I think we're such kindred souls, because that's why I listen to you. The same reason people say they listen to me is just because, you know, you somehow maintain a happy clappy while saying don't get happy. But, you know, I think that you feel generally optimistic. And that is hard in the midst of this avalanche of horrible news every day, and just Trump, you know, someone said it. It's just, here we go back to our, you know, love Trump's hate t-shirts. Hang on one second. I just thought this is really, yeah, this is it. Aaron Rupar, our friend who you use as well, he said it really can't be overstated how much the GOP is wagering on hate winning the day this election cycle. They're basically hoping they can keep pointing at trans people while saying yucky, and migrants while saying scary, and that'll be enough to persuade people to vote for them. I mean, that's kind of it in a nutshell, isn't it?
Right. Well, that's the other side of the coin here, too, is a lot of the ridiculous myths seem to be perpetuating among, again, the folks, for lack of a better term. And that's kind of what's scary, is that there's this misperception that or misapprehension that there's massive crime, even though crime is coming down precipitously under Joe Biden, that the economy is terrible, even though we've got robust GDP growth. We just broke 39,000 on the Dow, 15 million jobs created, record job creation not seen since the 60s.
Yep.
And yet people are like, well, what a disaster. Because, you know what, as ridiculous as Donald Trump is, and as often as he lies and distorts the truth and distorts his own record, for some reason, repeating all of that nonsense, saying that it's a disaster and the country's failing and it's going to fall apart if Joe Biden gets reelected, that tends to metastasize somehow. Yeah. Like, somehow people start to take that seriously. And I think it's just because, I don't know what's causing it, actually. I was about to say, maybe it's because, well, actually, there is no explanation.
Chris is doing,
other than the fact that people just have a short-term memory and amnesia of some sort.
Chris is doing this to me, which means I'm going along with you, but I'm going to do that to him because I have one more question.
Ms. Miller.
He appears to have violated the gag order again. Is anyone going to, you know, he retweeted Brian Kilmeade doing the same lie about Judge Merchan's daughter. And it just, as somebody keeps saying, like, we have to stop saying, oh, if anyone else did, and someone's got to do something. Is anyone going to do anything, do you think?
Always assume the worst. Do not underestimate him. Do not believe that he is going to play within the bounds, the normal strictures of American politics. He doesn't do that. Every single time he gets a chance to go way beyond the norm, he does that. And yet there are still people going, I can't believe he just trampled that norm. That's amazing.
Shocking.
No, he's 9 years so far.
Shocked that there's gambling going on with our Constitution. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you, Bob Seska. Mwah. The Bob Seska Show. SexyLiberal.com.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, no, thank you. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Maudy. Can I just say, this morning, I literally took a moment. It smells so good. I never huffed paint, but, you know, I imagine there's something, like, I sometimes put my nose right in the bag because it smells really good.
Okay.
Remember when I did my health reset? I did all superfoods, right? I did black rice and kale and stuff, right? Because I had a little surgery. I was, doing a health reset. Well, this is what Dr. Marnie does with your pet. Why wouldn't you do that for your furry children, for your kitties and your puppies? It is real food. It is superfoods. They've got turkey, beef, duck, salmon, sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach, right?
Spinach!
Your doggy and your kitties deserve the best. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, contains the maximum amount of nutrients, shelf-stable, comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. If you want to put water in it, you can, and you can moisten it, but it is delicious just the way it is, that raw freeze-dried flavor. They go crazy for it. Save up to 54% off right now your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, the best-selling dog treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Well, did you know 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me turn you on to something that's going to transform your sleep, Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use that code Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort. Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed High Impact Protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of High Impact Protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High Impact Protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to mypowerlife.com and use code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. Text FITNESS to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I am
Stephanie Miller.
I am strong. I am invincible.
Get it. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. EV tweets, Steph. Hey, Steph, you didn't mention Seattle. Wife and I are flying out from Omaha to Seattle to see you and our daughter, coincidentally, Sexy Little Show, will be at the Moore Theater on June 1st. I love Seattle. I'm just booking my ticket right now. Let's see. Coach California says, Steph, can't wait to see y'all for the second time in Denver, City by the Bay, because my sister and I have second row tickets, looking forward to it. Whoa. And all the hilarity. Hashtag Sexy Liberal Tour. Thank you. Joy tweets, totally worth it to pay extra for the meet and group. Hal Sparks and John Fugel saying, my two favorite brilliant male comedians. Steph enjoys groping for men. My husband believes she's capable of being converted.
Oh, boy.
Never know. Francis and Angela are harder to win over. Very smart ladies. Do not pick Francis up.
Without permission. Ask her first.
Yeah. Okay. All right. 58 minutes after the hour. Malcolm Nance, Carlos L's Rocky all coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey everybody, it's Tom Oval. Wednesday noon to 2 is Tracy Olson and Pat Kreitlow live from UW Eau Claire, right here on Civic Media.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.